So the Gemara, we were holding on the bottom of Samach Tes on the base by the two dots, like it lines up. The just has over the Kolam and the Mishnah. That's what the Gemara is going to bring now, Makairis, for the Kolam and the Mishnah. There was basically Baker three dinim in the Mishnah. There was one dinim of someone who forgot about Shabbos and Gansen, entirely erased. He doesn't remember Shabbos. So there he's chayv one chatos for all the malachas that he does, all the Shabbosos, until he remembers. Then there's someone who forgets that today is Shabbos, so all the malachas that he does on this Shabbos, we say it's based on one forgetting, and he brings one chatos for all the malachas that he does on this Shabbos. But if he does malachas again next Shabbos, so then he has to bring another chatos. Rashi explained, because we assume that he found out in between that it had been Shabbos.
That was my question. If somebody thinks that Shabbos is Sunday,
so he can be messed up forever. So Tosfos seems to say it's only Rashi seems to say only if he actually found out in between. Tosfos seems to say it's just a svara when we have different psukim that we're going to see now. That say sometimes chayv one, sometimes chayv bit Shabbos, sometimes chayv every melacha. It's mustaver to be mukim it that way because normally, since that's the normal case, but it's not like pluk drabonus the raisa, but that's the reason to be mukim the psukim that way. That when he just forgot it's Shabbos, since normally a person remembers in between, that's where the pasuk says he's chayv for every Shabbos. And Tosfos will learn even if he actually did not find out in between. Rashi is only saying it sounds like only because he did find out in between. There's some who learn that even Rashi meant like Tosfos. The Maginish Shleima I think learns that Rashi himself meant like Tosfos. Akubanim, where's this come from? And then there's another case of where he forgot, he knew it's Shabbos, but he forgot that Zerei is also, Chayrish is also, Kaitzer is also, and he went into those malachas. But since he knows that it's actually Shabbos now, and it's only because he forgot each specific malacha, so then he's chayv for each specific malacha that he did. If it was Kaitzer 10 different times over Shabbos, only chayv one, because that's one forgetting of Kaitzer. But if it's Kaitzer and Chayrish and Zerei, it'll be chayv for each malacha. So here the Gemara brings first a makar for the first two dinim. Hayidea Iker Shabbos. Where do we get this din that if he forgot Shabbos and Gansen, he only brings one chatos for all the Shabbosis? If he forgot that today is Shabbos, then he brings one chatos for each Shabbos. Amr of Nachman, Amr Abba Avua, Trey Kroik Zivu. You have two psalchim in Chumash, Vishamru Bnei Salsa Shabbos, Vuchsev Hashab Soysai Tishmoiru. Okay, so one pasuk says Shabbos, one pasuk says Shab Soysai. Vishamru Bnei Salsa Shabbos, Shmir Achos Shabbos Harbe. One pasuk says Vishamru as Hashabbos, it just mentions Shabbos once, is because it's Mashma, that for all the Shabbos, there's only one Aver. You have to keep Shabbos, and it's one Aver, one Chil. If he's mechal a lot of Shabbosos, it's only going to be chayv one chatos, and that's the Shabbosos to Tishmaru Shmir Achos Chol Shabbos and Shabbos, and the other pasuk says Shabbosos I Lashon Rabin Tishmaru. So you learn another Shmir on every single Shabbos that is chayv for each Shabbos, and then it was a svara that the Chacham figured out what to be mukim, which forgetting to be mukim on which pasuk. The pasuk that says only chayv one, that's if you forgot Shabbos and Gansen. The pasuk that says chayv for each Shabbos, forgot that each Shabbos that today is Shabbos. Maskevlar of Nachem bar Yitzchok, Adar Abba Ibchum Mustaver. It's Mustaver to be switch which pasuk is referring to what. Which Rashi points out is not going to make any nafkamino. It's just the shayla which pasuk is referring to what. But the dinim are still going to be the same. He says, Rav Nachem bar Yitzchok says, Vesham Rav Neisal Sa Shabbos Shmir Achas Lachal Shabbos Veshabbos. Veshab Sa Yisut Tishmayru Shmir Achas Sa Shabbos Is Harbe. When the pasuk says Vesham Rav Neisal Sa Shabbos, it says one lashon shmira for every single Shabbos. It's a shmira l'chol Shabbos and Shabbos. That's lashon shmira on a singular Shabbos. So it's mashma that each Shabbos has its din shmira. So he was over a lot of Shabbosos. So then he's going to have to bring a chatz for each Shabbos. Mashenkin, the one that says Shabbosai tishmayru, it's also a singular lashon of shmira on a lot of Shabbosos. Now the first man damer darshan Shabbosai is mashma like each one is naver. He's actually no, it's one din shmira on a lot of Shabbosos. It's mashma only one chsar and shmira on all the Shabbosos. So, but either way, that's what the bottom line is going to be. The din of the Mishnah, the shaila, which makar you go with, but the din is going to be that if you forget Shabbos, he's only chayv one. If you forget that today Shabbos, he's chayv for each Shabbos. Now the Gemara goes weiter. What's the makar for the next din? That depends if you forgot the malachis. If you forgot that today Shabbos, hayidei shahu Shabbos. When he knows that it is Shabbos and he forgot the malachis, then the Mishnah said he's chayv for every single malacha. Meishner Reish or Meishner Seifa. What's the difference if you forgot that it is Shabbos, or if you forgot that you're not allowed to do these malachas on Shabbos? Amr of Safra can be this Shabbos who pirish. There can be this malacha who pirish. If you forgot that it is Shabbos, so when he finds out that it is Shabbos, then he won't do the malachas. So it's that idea that he's missing, and that's what's going to be mechayifim. And Bakan, if he forgot the malachas, then when he finds out about the malachas, that's when he's going to be pirish. That's when he'll say, "Oy vey, Zerei is also." You remind him that Zerei is also, and then he won't do it. So it was the Zerei and the Chayrish and the Kaitzer. Those ideas are what will get him to stop. So he's chayv on each one. Frakti Gemara, Amalei Rav Nachman, Klum Parish Mishabbos, El Mishum Malachis. Well, Klum Parish Mishabbos, El Mishum Shabbos. It's only the two ideas together. When you tell him today is Shabbos and he stops doing it, it's only because he also has already the idea of Zerei being Osir. Or if he knew it's Shabbos and he forgot Zerei was Osir, Zerei Chayrish Kaitzer, and you tell him about Zerei Chayrish Kaitzer, But still, he's only Pirish together with the fact that he has the idea of Shabbos. So if one would say that it has to do with the idea is to be Mechayiv him, then we still don't understand what's the Chilek. So the Gemara just fine-tunes it, just switches it a little. El Amr Rav Nachman, Korban Dechayiv Rechmona Amai, Ashkogo. The biggest side over here in the sugyas are that what's Mechayiv him, the Korban, is the forgetting. The forgetting is what's Mechayiv him, the Korban. So how many forgettings did he have? Hasam Chod Ashkogo. When he forgot that today's Shabbos is one forgetting. So that's what's Mechayiv him. So that's Chayiv one Chatos. Hacha Tuv Ashkogos Avyan. When he forgot each Melacha, so then it's a few Shkogos. It's those forgettings, the fact that it's Shabbos he knew already. So we're not talking about what Yediyas makes him that he won't do that Veira. That he needed the two Yediyas together. But the forgettings, in the case where he forgot the Melachas, then it's every single Melacha that he forgot about. So it's a lot of forgettings. So it's Chayiv in each Melacha. When he forgot about Shabbos, it's one forgetting, so then he's only Chayiv one. Chayiv al kol Melacha Melacha. Chiluk melacha is minolon. Now the Gemara asks, what's the makar for this? That such a thing as being chayv more than one chatos on Shabbos. If a person eats a lot of chaylev, every single kazayis of chaylev, as long as it was one helim, it was one forgetting, so he's only chayv one chatos and all the chaylev that he ate. So why, when he does a lot of melachas, but the lav in the Torah is like sasa kol melacha. It doesn't say in the Torah, don't do zereya, don't do chayrish, don't do kaitzer. It says in the Torah, don't do melacha, like sasa melacha. So l'chayr, that's only one. Where do you learn out chiluk melachos? Where do you learn out that if you say reya and chayr, shikli chayv tu chatois? There's an interesting Rashi in Yevamos that says the havamina. If we want to know chiluk melachos, then not that we would have thought that if he was a reya and chayr, she's still only chayv one. If we want to know chiluk melachos, we would have thought there's 39 melachos. We would have thought that to be chayv for being mechal Shabbos, he has to do all 39. That was the havamina. We wanted to learn out chiluk melachos, he could be chayv on any single one. And then the fact that you're chayv on each one separately, that was like pasha to the Gemara. But Rashi in a lot of other places doesn't say like that. It's a big chiddush to say like that. Everywhere else, the pasha havon is, how do we know that you're chayv on each melacha separately, that if you did two different melachos, then you'll be chayv two chatois. So the Gemara is going to bring a few different makairas for the din of chiluk melachos. Omer Shmuel. So first you have a makar from Shmuel, Amoiro. He says makar. Well, it's going to be interesting. The other two makairas are going to be from Tanoim. Where's Shmuel coming and saying a new drasha? If we're going to see different Tanoim said drashas, so Taisa says that Shmuel must have had some Messiah, doesn't know what it is. Taisa over here says doesn't know what it is. Later when Taisa's got to Kuvav, it's very interesting. Taisa and Kuvav says, oh, now we have a pshat. Well, Bez Hashem, we should get there on the Sugni Kuvav. Taisa says it has a pshat where Shmuel's makar is and how he would argue on the Tanoim because he's basing it on another Tan over there on Daf Kuvav. So Gemara says, where do we learn out the chiluk melachas that he's chayv for every single melacha? Amar Shmuel, Amar Kram, Mechaleh, Mois Yumos. Hatayr Ribsa, Misa is Harbe, Al Chilul Achas. The Lashon of the Pasuk is Mechaleh, Mois Yumos. It says Mois Yumos. It means a lot of Mises. For one Chil, means just Shabbos. For just Shabbos, we have a lot of Mises. How's the Chayv a lot of Mises? Vaistois, because Zareya is separate and Chayrish is separate, and each Melacha, you could be Chayv for each Melacha separately. Imeino Indian Lemezid, Frantic Gemara. Hi, be mezid k'sev l'chayr. This pasuk of Misa is talking about mezid, and if it can't be telling me by mezid that he's chayv for zireh and chayrish each one separately, because you can only kill a person once. Maybe a cat has nine lives, but you can only kill a person once. So l'chayr, you don't need a pasuk to tell me that he's chayv on each one separately. As soon as he's chayv one, he's chayv. So the Gemara says, "Emeinu yidin lemezid k'sev kol ha'isa melacha yumos." I don't need the pasuk for mezid because it says already kol ha'isa melacha yumos. As soon as he does a single melacha, he's already chayv Misa. Tenei in l'shoigeg. So we'll say this pasuk must be referring to shoigeg, and it must be referring to chiv chatos. It says yumas. What's the lashon of yumas? It's not a lashon of, that doesn't mean bringing a chatos. Umay yumas b'momayin. That's also a lashon of a miso, taking away his money, forcing him to have to spend money to buy a carbon, to bring a carbon. It's also a yumas. Ani is chashiv kemeis. He loses all his money. It's like a meis. Yumas b'momayin. Fakti gemara v'teplei chil melacha is meicha denafkalei lerm nosen. Why does Shmuel need a different makar? Why could he learn it from this Mefurash Braisa? There, Reb Nosson brought a makar in the Braisa. The Tanya, Reb Nosson Oimer, Lois Vareish, B'chol Mishesechem, Yom HaShabbos. The pasuk in the beginning of Vayakel, the pasuk singles out a separate malacha. All the malachas, when we just learn out Eilat Varm, we learn out all the malachas in Alei Adu. But we'll see in a second. But the pasuk speaks out Lois Vareish separately. Why did the pasuk single out Havara? So the Gemara is going to be Machlek Tanam, what to learn from that. Why did the pasuk have to tell me that separately? It says in the pasuk that Moshe gathered all Gan's Klai Yisrael to teach them the Isra of doing melachas on Shabbos. It's very interesting. What is the makar in the Torah that there are 39 melachas? Where do we get 39? So the Emes says we learn out the 39 melachas from the Mishkan. The melachas that they did in building the Mishkan, so those are things that also do on Shabbos. But still, where do we get that it's 39? There's little things they did in Mishkan. Maybe we don't count certain things. We do count. How do we separate which ones? So the Gemara here brings the Makar, how we know they did in 39. So in Gematria. And the Gemara says over there, Moshe Rabbeinu gathered Klai Yisrael, and he told them, Eila Advarim, that these are the things. Eila Advarim, Asher Tziva Hashem Lasei Soisom. And then it says, Sheish Eskelam Tavoid Vem Eshvi Tishvois. And then it says the Eser Malacha. Then it says to keep Shabbos. So what are these? What's Eila Hadvarim Ramas? Eila is 36. It's Gematria 36. And Dvarim is at least two Dvarim. And it says Hadvarim, so it's a third. So that's, you know, 39 Malachas. It says in the Pasuk, Vayakal Moshe is called Asmin Yisrael, Eila Dvarim Begaymer. And then it says, Sheish Eskelam Tassim Malacha. And we learn out, Dvarim, Hadvarim, it's two. Dvarim is two, Hadvarim is the third. Eila Dvarim, the Eila is 36. Eilu Shloshim V'teisha Malacha Shenemru L'Moshe B'Sinai. These are the 39 malachas that were said over to Moshe B'Sinai that are also to do on Shabbos. Maybe think if he did all of them in one helim, in one forgetting. He'd only be chayv one chatos. Another pasuk that singles out specific malachas. It says, b'charish uvakotzer tishbois. Don't do charisha, don't do ktsir, yishbishayvis from these malachas. So maybe that's where we learn out that each one is separate. But maybe I'll think it's singling them out to tell me that dafka, those two, are chayv separately. Charisha, ktsira, is chayv separately, but maybe all the other malachas only chayv one. Tam leimer leisvaru eish. The pasuk singles out leisvaru eish. So that tells me that each malach is separate. Havar bechlal hoisat. Havar was bechlal all the malachis. Malam yotzos lahakashela. It's separate. It singles it out from everyone else to learn out all the other ones from it. Lahakashela v'leimer malach ma havar sheav malach v'chayavnu lebefnei atzmo. Av kol shuav malach v'chayavnu lebefnei atzmo. Shaila is why from Havar being singled out that we say we'll learn out everything from Havar. But we just said a second ago, the fact that it's singled out Harsh v'Kotzer, we said, no, we would say maybe it's Dafka Harsh and Kotzer, but not everything else. Why don't we say Havar also? Maybe it's Dafka Havar. And we say, no, it's Yotzim Naklal, Laman Al Klal. How do we know when it's Yotzim Naklal, Laman Al Klal, and when it's Yotzim to say that it's different? Harsh v'Kotzer, say it's come and say it's different. So Rashi says, the Harsh v'Kotzer, you can't learn as the din of Yotzim Naklal, Laman Al Klal, because it would have to be similar to the klal. It would have to be that the klal, let's say, it's said as a lav, and then it singles out another one as a lav. But Harsh Rakotzer Tishbois, it singles them out as an assay. So since it's saying it in a different kind of a lashon, derech of iser, Harsh Rakotzer, so it's not coming out of the klal to teach back on the klal. It's saying it different than the klal. Mashenged lo yisvairu, that it's said as a lav. That's how Rashi learns it. Taisus has a different shot over here. Yeah. So that's the makar that we know chiluk melachos from the fact that the Torah singled out leisavaru. So you chayv on each melacha by itself. Av kol shav melacha chayv lo b'fnei atzmo. Shmuel, so the Gemara had a kasha. Why did Shmuel have to learn it out from chalev masiyumos? Why couldn't he learn it out the same way Reb Nosson learned it out from Havara? So the Gemara says, "Sava la Reb Yosi." He holds a Reb Yosi. Dama Havara lelav yotzos. Reb Yosi has a different pshat on why the Torah singled out Havara, so he can't use it for chiluk melachos. The Tanya, like it says in the Brisa, Havara lelav yotzos. Different Reb Yosi. Reb Nosson aimer lechaluk yotzos. Reb Nosson, this is the same Reb Nosson we just had. He learns out from that pasuk to mechaluk to tell me chiluk melachos that he's chayv on each melacha separately, zareya separately, chayr separately. But Reb Yosi learns this pasuk taka to tell me something special about Havara. That Havara is unlike other melachos. That's chayv miso. That's chayv koris. That and skila. Havar is different, it's only a lav. Reb Yosi holds that Havar is only a lav. So Shmuel held like Reb Yosi, that Havar is only a lav. So he needs a different pasuk to tell me chiluk melachos. In fact, the Gemara still, the type of chiluk melachos mehecha den afklei le Reb Yosi. We found another braisa where it says, how Reb Yosi learns that chiluk melachos? Why didn't Shmuel learn from there? The Tanya, Reb Yosi, I'm also me'achas mehena. It says in the pasuk, to legabi chiv chatos. The pasuk is referring to over there and says, who's chayv chatos? Nefesh kisechto, it says in the pasuk mishkogo. He did a very b'shagig. We call mitzvah Hashem, it's loisei aseno. And it says in the pasuk, va'osa me'achas meheno. He did an avera. But it's an interesting way of telling me he did an avera. He did one of them. He did one of the averas. But it could have said, va'osa achas. He did one of the things that Hashem said not to do. Why does it say me'achas? And why does it say also a separate lashon meheno? So the Gemara Darshan is from each word over here and each nukut in the word, another drasha. The Tanya Rabbi Yisrael, we also meachas v'heino. Upam shechayav nachas al kulon, upam shechayav al kol achas v'achas. We learn from this pasuk achas and heina. Heina is mashallah, one of them. So we learn out sometimes it's one and sometimes it's them. That sometimes it's chayav one, like if he had a shigas Shabbos, and sometimes it's chayav them. He's chayav on each malacha, like if he had a shigas malacha. So if he forgot about each malacha, he knew it's Shabbos, but he forgot about each malacha. Upam shechayav nachas al kulon, upam shechayav al kol achas v'achas. My time with Rabbi Yisrael, how exactly does he dash this out? achas me'achas. The pasuk could have said achas and it says me'achas. Heino me'heino. So he learns out achas shehi heino, heino shehi achas. Sometimes there's a one that's many, and sometimes there's a many that's one. In other words, the same chil Shabbos that he did is a very chayav shukaitzer. Sometimes he says just a chil Shabbos, and that's it. He's only chayav one melacha, and sometimes he says he's chayav on each melacha. Achas, also the fact the pasuk uses lashon achas, you learn out shimon. And the mashal and the Gemara is giving an example, the malach of Kaisev, if he wrote the word Shimon, so he's chayv for writing Shimon. Me'achas, even if he lost part of it, he wanted to write Shimon, he only wrote part of it. Shem Mishimon, he wrote the word Shem Mishimon. He only wrote two letters, that's the shir by Kaisev, he has to at least write two letters. From Shimon, he didn't write the whole Shimon, he wrote Shem Mishimon. So he's chayv for that also. Heino avois, meheino toldois. Heino is the ram is that is din of avois, and meheino is even if it's from them, it's similar to them, there's also chayv if he did toldois. And now the Gemara explains, back to our din, which is which. When do we say he's chayv one? When do we say he's chayv a lot? Achashi heino. What's the case that it's one that's many? Zodn Shabbos Shigas Melachos. If there's Shigas Melachos, means he forgot each Melacha, so then he's chayv many, for he's chayv for each Melacha. Heino she achashi Shigas Shabbos Zodn Melachos. When's a many that's one? Is if he forgot Shabbos and he knew the Melachos, so that's one forgetting, that he forgot about Shabbos. So that's Rabbi Yossi's Makar. So the Gemara was asking, why doesn't Shmuel learn from the same place as Rabbi Yossi? So the Gemara says, Shmuel achashi hein, v'heinish yachas lay mashmalei. He darshans this pasuk only for the other drashas. He holds you can't make so many drashas from one pasuk. So to darshan, the Kaisa is writing Shimon or writing Shemi Shimon, and the other drashas he can make. But the drasha of achashi hein, v'heinish yachas, he says that you can also find mashmois to that in the pasuk to also darshan that. So Melo, he doesn't have a Makar for chiluk melachos. So Melo, he learns chiluk melachos from mechalel mois yumos. The Taisa Rosh points out interesting that the different drashas don't exactly learn out the same thing. All of them are teaching me the din of chiluk melachos. But the Maisa, we wanted to learn out two dinim. We wanted to learn out that there's such a thing as shigas Shabbos is only chayv one, and such a thing as shigas melachos is chayv many. And the Maisa, all Shmuel brought a raya to was mechala Maisa was chayv on each one separately. But maybe even when shigas Shabbos, maybe even when you have a shigas Shabbos and you forgot zerei and you did zerei and chayish and kaitzer, so maybe chayv on each one. So the Taisa Rosh says, you have to say that much you knew Misvara. That all we learn out from the Pasuk is that it's Shaykh to be Chayv many. What's the case of Chayv many? That we learn out from a Svara. But in Rabbi Yossi's Drasha, he learns out both Pratim of it. He learns out that sometimes Chayv many, sometimes Chayv one. He learns out both Pratim from the Drasha. But Shmuel's Drasha only learned out one, and that's what we know Misvara. Zog the Gemara, two dots over here, nine on the base. Bomine Rav Meir of Nachman. Helm Zev Zev Yodai Ma. What's the din if you forgot both? He had a Shigas Shabbos and he had a Shigas Malachos. He forgot that today is Shabbos and he forgot that you're not allowed to be Chorish and Koitzer on Shabbos. And he went into his Chorish and Koitzer. So do we say Chayv 1 because it was a Shigas Shabbos? Or do we say Chayv 2 because he was Chorish and Koitzer and he also had a Shigas Malachos? So which one was Chayv 1 Chattis or 2 Chattis? Omerlei, Hey Helm Shabbos be Odoi. L'maisa, he has one Shkog of Shabbos. Ve'en Chayv Elachas. He also has the forgetting of the malachis, he should chayv on each one separately. You have to see. If when you remind him that it's Shabbos, he would stop doing it. So that means it was the Helm Shabbos that was Goyim that he did it. If when they remind him about the malachis, then he stops doing it, so then as it was the Helm malachis, then he's chayv on each one separately. When he told him about Shabbos, the only reason he stopped is because he also realized, oh, it's Shabbos, and you're reminding me now. And I remember he can't be Zerei and Chorish either. What we're talking about, the case was, he forgot both. He forgot that it is Shabbos, and he also forgot he can't be Zerei and Chorish. And when they reminded him, that wasn't enough that they told him it's Shabbos, because still, if he doesn't know Zerei and Chorish is also, he would keep doing it. But when they reminded him it's Shabbos, then it clicked by him, and he remembered also Zerei and Chorish. So also, it's from the two things. If they reminded him about the Malachas, and they told him, no, it's also to be Zerei on Shabbos. And he says, oh, and today is Shabbos. And he needed that, otherwise, so what? They're fine, it's good. We're learning Shabbos today also, and still allowed to be Zerei and Chayrish today. We know that Zerei is, he told me, it's also to be Zerei on Shabbos, but it's not Shabbos. So it must be that he also remembered that it's Shabbos. We're talking about a case where he forgot both. So he must have remembered both. So Gemara says, what's the difference? Which one was the click? Which one made a click by him that he remembered now he can't do it? He had to have both ideas. Ella Loishno. Doesn't make a difference which one he remembers. El Loishno and what? We had a suffix over here. Is it Chayv 1 or is it Chayv many? So Rashi says El Loishno and it's only Chayv 1. So the Ran has a suffix. Does the Gemara, is the Pshan in the Rashi who says El Loishno is only Chayv 1 because some reason we are Paishat Mur to that sad. We hold this Be'ikr, the Shigas Malachis. When there's a Shigas Shabbos is only Chayv 1. That's the main thing over here, not the Shigas Malachis. Or Gufa, what it means is El Loishno. That's not a good Raya. We don't have any Raya. and therefore he's only chayev one. Because to bring a lot of chatois, maybe it's chulam bazara. But not that we really know what this guy is chayev. The Ran has a time to learn in Rashi that Rashi just meant, Elo, just bring one. Because we don't know. We don't know what he's chayev. It's like teiku. I don't know. The Gemara is not really being paishit. And what it's saying is, Elo, no, we just can only bring one because that's all we know for sure he's chayev. We don't know if he's chayev more than that. It's not the Gemara. So really, the Gemara really is leaving it at, we had this sophic about Helen Sev Sev Yodah, what's the din? The Ritva says what? Another pshat.
Yeah, the Ritva says that since the Ritva met since the Rashi Yodaycha, so it falls back on
Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman's Teretz. Rav Nachman did say a Teretz. Okay. It's a little bit mashma like the other pshat ran from the Hemshech to Gemara. The Gemara is still bringing Rayas, even though we were Paishit. No, the Gemara didn't have a suffix anymore. I guess originally he asked him a Shaila, but the Gemara was Paishit it. And now the Gemara is like bringing Rayas to it. So the Shtim's good with the Pshat that it's a suffix. I hear it. The Ritva is saying, if we don't have a default in us, we'll go back there. What Rav Nachman said, Rav Nachman had a Svar to say that way. So that's what the Gemara meant. El Leishno, and go back to Rav Nachman, he's only Chayiv one. Tanan, it says in the Mishnah coming up, there are 39 Melachas. And then it goes and lists out all the Melachas. And we asked, what's in a get to tell me this number that is 39? Who cares it's 39? I can count it. I'll see it's 39. If he did all of them and one forgetting, he'll be chayv on everyone separately. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah to tell me that that he's chayv on each one. That it could be chayv 39. To tell me this din that he's chayv on each one separately. So now, what's the case over there? He forgot all 39 melachos. So now, forgetting all 39 melachos, L'chayra means that he forgot Shabbos also. He doesn't know Shabbos, he forgot all 39 melachos. We had this Gemara earlier, L'gabi the Machlek Sabiach and Rish Lakish, about what's called the Shagig, if it's enough that he just forgot that it's Chayiv Koris. So the Gemara said, then it would be good, he could say he forgot all the Chayiv Koris for all the melachos, but he still knew it's Shabbos because he remembered the Lav. But if you say like Rish Lakish, he had to forget the Lav too. So the Gemara asked over there, so he doesn't know what Shabbos B'chlal. The Gemara answered, which Gemara is going to say here also, he remembered Tchum and Aliba Dir B'kiva. That's how he knows, he still remembers Shabbos because he still remembers Tchum, even though he forgot all the melachos. But the Gemara here, before it gets to that teretz, the Gemara here tries to bring it as a raya to the suffix with the Gemara here. The Gemara says, what's the case here? It's Michaev, it's telling me, Michaev 39, means he forgot all 39. So if he forgot all 39, then the Gemara thinks, that means he forgot Shabbos too. Now what's the din if you forgot both? You forgot all 39 melachas and you forgot that it's Shabbos. That is the shiloh of the Gemara, of Helm Zev Zev Yodai. And what stayed in this Mishnah? 39. It's saying it could be Chayiv all 39. So Gemara thinks it should be a raya now, the Rav Nachman, it should be a raya that when you forget both, you chayiv for each melacha separately. If you hold that when you forget both, you chayiv on each one separately, so it's good why you chayiv 39 over here. Eli Amr Helm Shabbos Biyodai and Chayiv Alacha, Sechem Shkachas Lo. If you say when you forgot both, you only chayiv one, so then what's the case of this Mishnah to be chayiv 39? Bezodim Shabbos Shigas Melachas. The case would have to be he does know that it's Shabbos, but if he forgot about the Melachas. So what could be the case? The Gemara says, maybe, Hanichis Hav Lakar B'yoychan Andam Rekivin Sheshogig B'kareis, Afal Pishez B'lav, Meshkachas Lod Yod Leil Shabbos B'lav. Eli, Hav Lakar B'shimen Lakish, Damar Ad Sheshkoig B'lav V'kareis, Yod Leil Shabbos B'may. If you hold Lakar B'yoychan on, that's already called the Shogig if you just forgot the Kareis. So then you could say he still remembers about Shabbos because he remembers the Lav on all the Melachas. But if you say like Rish Lakish, that the only time he's Chayv Achatos is he forgot the Lav and Kareis, also forgot the Lav. So over here, the case is going to have to be forgot on all 39. Not only that they're Chayiv Koris, he forgot the Lav also. He forgot the Bechlal, all 39 Melachos of Shabbos. So the Gemara thinks that this is a case of Helm Zev Zev Yodai. That means that he doesn't know Shabbos. So we have a raya here that if he doesn't know Shabbos, if he forgot that he forgot the Shabbos and the Melachos, he's Chayiv 39. So the Gemara is Deicha, like the Gemara was Deicha earlier. It could be that he remembered Tchumen, and it's going to look at B'kiva that Tchumen is Daraisa. So that's still called that idea of Shabbos, the idea of a Din Daraisa of Shabbos, even though he forgot all 39 Melachos, and that'll be a case where he doesn't have a Shigas Shabbos. He is aware that in Shabbos, all it is a Shigas Melachos. Since all it is a Shigas Melachos, that's for sure he's Chayiv 39, but we still can't be Poshet if he forgot both. If he forgot Shabbos and Melachos, will he be Chayiv? Will it be Chayiv 39 or will it be Chayiv 1? We can still say, like Rav Nachman, that it's only Chayiv 1. Right.